WSFV 853 monitoring. WSFV 853 looking for a radio check. WSFV 853 monitoring. WSFV 853. WSFV 853. WSFV 853. WSEU202 chiming in there, looking for WRZP544. No copy, it's your boy and Bob. We're back quiet.
WRPV 690 mobile, listening.
WSGH922 monitoring.
Station 218. Station 218. WIUG 488. Copy. Station 218. At station 218. WIUG 488. Copy.
Station 488. WSGH922. Copy.
Yes, good morning, 922. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, pretty good, Jack. How are you doing this morning? Looks like the wind's died down and the temperature's A-OK. Over.
Roger that. Well, so wind blowing yesterday, blew the garbage cans away, too. Roger.
Yeah, it's a little bit better today for sure. So, what you been up to? I haven't heard you in on the radio in the mornings. I'm usually up drinking my coffee, but I never hear you in the morning. Over.
Sometimes you get up in the morning. Sometimes I don't get up. You know, just go straight, like they say, take it straight. Sleeping, that's why. But you're sounding good, Roger.
Yeah, Roger, I had to go up to Saginaw yesterday, and I took it out for the first time in the truck, and was pretty impressed. I could hear quite a bit of activity up the Saginaw repeater and around and that, so very happy with the EB20G.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And really, it's a good... I'm not talking on it right now, but I can talk on it and see what is the difference, if you like.
Yeah, Roger, I'm on medium power right now. I could see if it changes.
Just, you know, it's good enough. Medium power to do it. I'm on the medium power right now, anyhow, and I'm about 23 miles away from the, I'm more on the Detroit repeater, maybe about 30, 35 miles away from Detroit repeater.
Yeah, Roger, I just ordered that Harvest antenna. It's supposed to be here in a couple of weeks, so what's the weather snaps here and I get up on the roof, I'm going to throw that up there and see how that does for me.
Yeah, it will do better. See, it do a whole lot better for you. It's, you know, I mean, inside it's okay for a while, but outside it's a lot better and very clear signal. And did you get that the stand I was telling you about with it?
Come back on that. What'd you say as far as the strand?
You're getting the Harvest. Did you get the stand? The stand, you know, I don't know. If you're looking outside, you see satellites. If you take the dish out, there'll be a stand over there. Use that stand just like that. It's flexible, Roger.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, I've got a project antenna that I did years ago. I thought I was going to do a Wi-Fi booster, of all things, and I've got a 10-foot or 15-foot pole that's mounted on the top of my my chimney at the highest point of my roof, and I plan on taking that antenna down and putting the Harvest 200 on top, you know, right on. Just mounting it right to the pole, so I should probably be, I don't know, probably 50 or 70 feet in the air.
That's okay. If you, you know, 50 feet in the air is good, you know what I mean? Because it's a GMRS, that's why. But just, you do it, it'd be okay, you know. So that's what I did with mine. I got the stand. Because I used to sell satellite, and I had a few stands around in the garage, so I used one of them, and it was, you know, I had to clamp, same thing. I tied it up just like a hand tie. That's all I did.
So is your stand on top of your roof, or is that, like, mounted on the ground?
On top of the roof. Well, I have a sunroom, and that's what I put it on, the sunroom. Roger?
I got you. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I was just debating on exactly the footage of coax, either 75 foot or 100 foot. I was going to order 100 foot, but I know the lost is, you know, it gets worse the longer you have. Over.
That's what I think. I think I was telling you that the other day. See if you can measure it, you know what I mean? Where are you going to put the antenna? And all the way to the wire. See if you can measure it. Not exactly, you know, leave me a little bit more, you know, like 5 foot, 7 foot, 10 foot, something like that. And I was telling you that LMR, it is the best coax out there.
Yeah, Roger, I've been looking at that on the DX, I think it's DX Engineering website. So that's the only thing I haven't done. I haven't ordered the coax yet, but I got a question I could ask you was, what about lightning arrester? You put one of those in? Over.
No, you don't need to do that. You know, I'll be honest with you, I didn't put no lightning, no nothing, no ground at all. When you have the power supply inside the house, you know what I mean? Just get you one of them, the one that's got like 3-4 plugs, it's already there. So I wouldn't worry about it too much.
Roger. I've been doing a little bit of research on that, and I just wasn't sure. I saw the inline, I don't know, it's like a coupler you mount in between the coax and then run your ground wire. But there again, then you have two pieces of coax instead of one solid one. So I wasn't sure whether to do that or not. Over.
You don't need to do that, you know. I mean, they get you the good one, you know. They call it Panax. You know, when you plug 3-4 plugs on the same one, that's all you need. Because it's your power supply anyhow. It's not that big deal. And it's only putting out 13 watts.
Yeah, Roger that. Yeah, so... Yeah, I was thinking probably get my AM license here eventually, so that's, I guess, the next step. I was looking at that AM study website and looking at all the stuff on there. I took a practice test, and not knowing anything, I got half of them right, so with a little bit of studying, I think I can get her done.
Let me tell you, if you don't study nothing, you got half done. That's excellent. I try 4 times. Every time I go, I fail with 1, 3, and I can't pass.
Yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's those questions get tricky, and they try and trip you up. And I think the best thing is just memorize them. Just keep taking the practice test and that. So I just started that process. So I'll keep working at it here. But yeah, it's one of those things. I think you just got to memorize the stuff. Over.
Just got to memorize it. Here's the easy way. You keep practicing that test and. And tomorrow you go get a test. You're still in the fresh memory. And this is WIUG 88.
Yeah, so that's probably the next step. And then I'll have to get another antenna and another radio. Over.
That radio... That radio does a ham too. A radio, you can talk to ISS too. The same one what you got over there.
Yeah, I just, I probably will, you know, I'm one of those guys that don't like to take the stuff in and out, but I'm sure you probably got a couple radios yourself, so I probably have just leave one in the truck and have a base station. I guess you can't have enough radios. I got 2 walkie or handhelds, but I plan on giving those out to family members. Over.
That would be nice to do, you know, communication with a family member when not too far from here. That'd be okay. I have about 7 of them, and each one is a different one I have. I have one you can talk to the ISS, and I can, listen to them. And you can do that with a DB20G if it's at home. Or even in the car, you can talk to them. You just gotta have the right antenna.
WSGH-922. I don't know. I got the Nagoya mag mount. I don't know if that's the right antenna, but that's what I'm using right now on a cookie sheet. I don't know if that Harvest 200 would be any better for the ham bands or not. Still new with all this stuff.
Well, I cannot tell you that right now because I'm not a ham. I know I hear hams all over on that DD20G always, and hear the ISS too on that radio. But if you program it, you know, by the computer, you can do it. Roger.
Roger that. I planned on pulling out the laptop today and messing around with that. It's a little bit difficult than like my HTs. I love those because you can do it Bluetooth and they got an app on your phone and stuff, so it makes it a lot easier. But this DB20, you got to pull the mic out and put the adapter in the mic port and hook it up to your laptop is all. But yeah, it'll hold quite a few channels though, I saw.
You can go on Chirp or go direct on their website. Reality DB20G. No, go to reality.com and it comes out the programming. If you do it this way, or go on Chirp, and you can get it from there too, both ways, Roger.
Yeah, Roger. I wasn't sure that Chirp worked with it, but I used their own software through their website to download the GMRS stuff when I first got it, but. Yeah, I'll have to look on Chirp, see if it'll work on that, too.
On Chirp, and, you know, and put your frequency, the one you want, and even put the ham frequency, same time. I think they let you do that. I have not tried, but they let you do that. And anyhow, I tried a long time ago, but I forgot. I was going to tell you how to go in. But I forgot how you do it, because it's been a long time. It's been about 2 years ago.
Yeah, as we get older, you can't remember stuff. I know that for sure. Yeah, so I do have some hams. I was able to do that. I've got the local ham repeaters here in the Flint area. I think I got 4 or 5 of them loaded in there, but that works pretty well. I can hear them. And I understand you can unlock this thing, the DB20G, and it will transmit, but you got to figure out how to unlock it, and that's down the road. But I understand you can talk on the ham bands with this radio as well.
Okay, go on YouTube, how to unlock the DB20G. Tell you on YouTube. Anything you need is that it's there on YouTube. Roger?
Oh, yeah, that's my second home. If I'm not on the radio or watching TV, I'm on YouTube. It's amazing. YouTube's a wonderful source to learn how to do stuff. That's for sure. I've learned a lot about GMRS and radios just on YouTube. Over.
Oh, yeah, you'll do that, you know what I mean? Just like I said, open up on the computer and all that, and just put the frequencies with the PL. That's all you need. Some of your PL, they're not that hard 102, some of them 100, those ham radios, that's all they are. Roger?
Yeah, Roger that. It's a learning curve, but yeah, I'll get her all loaded up here eventually to everything I want to hear. And I was kind of amazed yesterday when I was out rolling around and going up to Saginaw, the different stuff I was hearing up that way, on the Saginaw repeater versus the Flint repeater. Over.
If you had one of the family young men knows a computer, he'll do it for you with no problem.
Yeah, I'm not young, but I'm the only one in the family that'll do it for me, for sure.
I know what you're saying. When you get to the age, you know, sometimes you don't know. You lose some, and you gain some. But that's okay. Look, we're all learning, you know what I mean? We're never born, we know everything. I just...
Yeah, that's for sure. I got a daughter. She's 26, and she's smarter than a whip. If she put her mind to it, she could figure it out for me. But she had a couple of Mofang radios that one of her past relationships gave her, and she handed those to me in a bag. And I figured out how to get them programmed and got the GMRS channels loaded in there. So she lives over in... I don't know, it's Swartz Creek, which is not too far away from Grand Blanc, so we got her hooked up with a couple radios over that way, but yeah, she could figure it out if she wanted to, for sure.
Roger, she knows, believe me, she knows, those young people knows, anyhow, she do know, just go, put the chirp there. I think PurtyChirp.com, and you go in, and you tell her what you want to put. She opens it up, all of it, you know. That's all she needs to do, the 3-4 reading, and you can get in and program it the way you want. Ham radios, ISS, and that's what mine is, ISS, ham radio. And when I'm in the car, I can talk to them, too. I have a 2x4, common 2x4 antenna. It runs a little bit higher money, but it's a good antenna. That will give you the 2-meter, 70-centimeter, and it gives you a GMRS, all three of them.
Roger that. Is that something you got to have a different antenna for that, Jack, than like the Nagoya 772?
Yeah, because you're going to talk on the ham, and it's only one radio you're using, and you're going to talk on the 2-meter, and you're going to talk on 70-centimeter when you get your license.
Roger that, yep. Like I said, that's down the road here. Give me a couple of months, I'll probably get that ham license. Give her a whirl.
Believe me, if you're halfway, study those, what they call it, the test. Study them, you'll be okay. You don't need to go to 411 questions and all that. But, you know, one day, go over them, all of them, you know, a little bit at a time. It takes that example test. Take the exam test, and you'll be okay.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be a problem. Like I said, I just I took it just for the heck of it the other day, and I think I got 16 of them right out of 35. So, and I went real fast through there and just answered as I thought they were, but. Yeah, a little bit of time and effort, you'll get it.
Let me know when you want to get that comment 2x4. If you want to write it down now and look at it, and that's it. I bought mine from Amazon. No, from eBay I bought mine. And it cost me about $79. But that, it took three of them, you know what I'm saying, on the same radio, so I don't care. But the Magnamount, I'll tell you where you get it from if you want the Magnamount. It's going to be a different Magnamount. Don't forget.
Yeah, I'll reach out to you. It's no big deal right now. I'm getting the license first, and we'll be talking for sure. So, yeah, like I said, more antennas, different radios, and a whole different ball game once you go to the ham side, for sure.
You know, sometimes if you listen to those ham radio where you're at, they say the PL for them, or you can go on online and go repeater near me or something like that, ham radio near me, and punch that in the computer and they show you, and just put your PL. If you hear them on the same radio, believe me, put the PL and you'll be able to talk to. But you know what? Now you don't do it now. Wait till you get your license.
I roger that. I got that repeater book app, and it seems to work pretty well. So I've got a whole list of ham frequencies here in the local area I can put in. So, like I said, I was going to mess around with that today a little bit.
Like I say, if you got them in that DB20G, just put the PL. It's very easy to put the PL. And see which one is close by you, that way you'll know exactly you picked it up. Roger?
Yeah, roger that, Jack.
Hey, buddy, I gotta get some coffee going. You know how it is when you wake up without a coffee. I have to have some coffee going to, you know, to see what's going to happen. Today is going to be a nice day, almost 40-degree weather, so it's not bad at all. And good talking to you. We'll talk again. If you want, give me a shout whenever you can. I'll have the radio on. And this is WIUC 48.
Yeah, I know about the coffee, Jack, for sure. I usually get a pot of coffee in me this morning while I'm watching the news and so forth. So, yeah, we'll talk again, Jack. Appreciate the chat, always, as always. Appreciate it. We'll be on here. I'm usually monitoring if I'm at home here. So, WSGH922.
Station 218, WIUG, 48, copy. Well, I guess he's not out there. WIUG, 48, clear.
WSBM 993 monitoring. Sounding good, buddy.
Station 922. I don't know if you're still out there or not. WIUG 48.
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
I was going to tell you, what kind of handheld you got out there?
It's a TID, Radio H3.
You might need a handheld. If you're going to get a handheld, get this one here. TYT-88. It's a good radio. Roger.
Yeah, I think I'm good with handhelds right now. Other than buying a cheapie for the family here, other than that. But I'll wait until I get my ham license before I get another one of those.
You can use that one for GMRS and ham too, Roger. But the one you got, and I don't know if you ever have a bullfinger radio out there. Do you have one of these bullfingers?
Yeah, my daughter's got a couple of the Bofang ones. I got the TID H3, and then I'm going to get a couple more, but just real cheap ones for the family. Over.
Yeah, if you got one of them, here's what you do to open it up. Leave it off and hold the menu button. Hold it good and turn it on. You should be able to do both of them.
Oh, Roger that. Yeah, I figured that out when I first bought it on YouTube, of like we were talking about before. But, yeah, you can open it up GRMS, I think it is, or ham, or they call it normal, which is both. But, you know, if you don't have a ham license, there's no need to open it up. But obviously it'll work once I get the license over.
Yeah. Now just listen to them if you want. Then when you get it, you're ready to go.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, I've been listening to them. Like I said, I got 3 or 4 local repeaters right here in the Flint area, and been listening to them.
Now, where you at up north? Whereabouts?
I'm in Grand Blanc, which is just a little bit south of Flint.
I see. So you're not too far from Flint anyhow. Well, that's good anyhow. Are you on that 725 repeater, Flint repeater?
Yeah, Roger, that's the Flint repeater.
Yeah, that Flint repeater is a good repeater. Also, the Mabel repeater. I don't know if you can hit it where you at. That would be... What is that? 550. You can't hit that repeater. Maybe a repeater. I don't know how far you... what is that? South... No. North... Northeast. That repeater. I don't know if we can hit it from there or not. Roger?
Hi, Roger. I've tried it. I tried all three of the Mount Clemens in Mayville and Detroit, but just can't do it with the antenna that I have right now. But once I get that harvest, I think it'll be no problem.
And we're talking to you again. You take care. Have a good day. WIUG 48.
Hey, Jack, have a good one. WSTH 922.
WGSG 628. Radio testing. No response needed. WSGV68, this is just a radio test. No response needed. Thank you. WRPV 448 monitoring. WRPV 448 monitoring.
Danbury 10 mobile monitoring.
Station 810, this is WRPB 448. I am also monitoring.
Well, good afternoon, my friend. How are you?
I am very good. I just got off the telephone with Sheboygan County Bob. He sends his best to everyone in the GMRS community, and he's jonesing, and he's really hoping to be talking on the air soon.
Yeah, roger that. Well, you know, can't wait to hear that all systems go from him. Hopefully they'll get it up and running soon. Did he say if there's any estimate on that?
I'm not really too sure what's going on with that. There might be some things behind the scene. So, yeah, I don't really know. Copy that. So you got a busy day planned?
Already done a bunch of stuff. Been tinkering around trying to get this van set up the way that I want it. It's not nearly the way I want it, but it's going to be functional for now. Eventually I'm going to have some kind of a radio console built between the two front seats here, but for now they're just kind of strapped down on the sides of the seats. So he's been flying all over the place. I got the CB hooked up in there today, and all is good.
Very good. It sounds like you've been very productive today. My lunch just got finished here, so I'm going to have to jump off and eat while it's warm. This is WRPD 448, and if today's anything like yesterday, I'm sure we will speak again later. I'm clear on your final.
Roger that, Kurt. Enjoy your lunch. I'll be out of town for the rest of the day. I'm actually headed up to Midland right now. I just got on the highway. So have yourself a good afternoon. We will do it again soon, though. No doubt about that. Whiskey Central Zebra 810 monitoring.
Copy that on your Midland trip. I forgot. Have safe travels. We'll do it again. 448 clear.
Appreciate that, Kurt. You have a good one also. 810, Kurt.
WRVS 713 B. This is WSGG 772. Copy. WRVS 713 B. This is WSGG 772. Do you copy, Dave? Negative on WRVS 713, Dave in New Baltimore. This is Whiskey, Sahara Golf Golf 772, Paul Shelby Township, down and out.
WRFX 966.
This is WSGT 419 looking for 708.
WSGN 708-419, do you read?
Hey, buddy, I do read you. It's a little bit popcorny. How do I sound?
Yeah, about the same, but you're legible. I just switched over to the Mount Clemens computer, and that picked up. I'm still long in big time right now. I'm just driving through Troy.
You are legible to me as well. Not bad for a little handheld.
Yeah, at 5 watts and a roof antenna, it's really not too bad.
I'm still just down in Argentine, so still quite a ways from the Flint River.
Up the squelch one notch and see if that helps out.
Mine is sitting at about 5 out of 10.
Okay. Oh, no.
I lost you for half of that one.
I just fixed the squelch setting, and I think it helped you out a little bit.
Yeah, that transmission was very, very clear.
Yeah, you're sounding even better now to me, man. That's pretty good. In Rochester right now, where are your whereabouts?
I'm on Silver Lake Road in Argentine, getting ready to head north on Seymour. I'll be getting closer and closer to the repeater as I drive, but I was able to hit the repeater down on Hickory Ridge and Clyde Road.
All right, when we get together again, let's map that out and see what distance we're looking at. For curiosity.
Sounds good, brother. This is making me look more forward to getting a 50 watt soon here. I am impressed with the 5 watt, though.
Yeah, same here, but you're probably going to beat me to it because I got to convince the wife to spend more money on radio stuff. I don't think she's going to go for it right now.
Yeah, and you do have to squeeze a 450 Bushmaster in there somewhere.
Oh yeah, I haven't forgotten about that.
He's all cleaned up waiting on you.
Nice, buddy. All right, my friend. Well, you have yourself a good evening. Maybe I'll chat with you a little bit later. We'll see. But if you don't, I'll see you tomorrow. And this is WSGN 708, over and out.
Sounds good, brother. I'll talk to you later. Listen, WSGN 708.
WSGV 628.
Yeah, it needs to fill 4th Street. Hey, were you the one heading from Argentine up Seymour Road towards Flint?
Yes, sir. I first hit the repeater just north of Milford on Hickory Ridge, but I wouldn't have been legible to anyone. But really, once I got to... once I got to Linden Road, off of White Lake Road, that's when I really started to be able to be heard by Cliff there. But, yeah, I'm heading up Seymour right now. I live just south of you, just south of Swartz Creek in Gaines.
Well, okay. I was curious because I was wondering what kind of rig you're running. To hit the repeater, I'm assuming it's like a mobile base station type thing with a short antenna. But I was just curious how many wattage you're running, because I'd like to be able to put a base station down there and that I can hit the flat repeater with.
I'm running a Baofeng GM21. It's a little 5-watt radio. I'm sure it only does 5 watts on a really good day. Downhill. But and then I got it hooked to a Nagoya, I believe it's a 72G. It's a little magnetic rooftop antenna. My next plan is to buy a 50-watt mobile unit for the truck, but for now I'm quite impressed with the handheld and the performance I'm getting. Someone was talking over the transmission, but yeah, the Baofeng is good bang for your buck. I definitely recommend, if you don't have one yet, because I couldn't hear the first half, the Nagoya roof antenna has made a huge difference because my truck gives off a lot of interference with a whip inside of it trying to get transmission.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'll look into that because I'm very curious in how that would function down there. Hey, I really appreciate it. I really appreciate your time and talking with you. And hopefully I'll talk with you again on here. And I'm also AMI too, so I just started doing AMIS. And so I still do 73s over here, even though I think a lot of... Sorry about that. My phone thing cuts out every 30 seconds. I'm going to turn that off. But just to say thank you, and I'll be on close. WGSB 628.
Yeah, no problem. I'm always open to ideas bounced off me, too. Me and my friend Cliff at work are just getting into this, so we are very green to it as well. Just trying to do as much research as possible. Over.
Yeah, I totally understand. It's a really cool radio platform as well as, I didn't really know much about it when you got my license. And, like I said, I've been a ham op for a while and figured I'd give this a try. But I really appreciate your time. I look forward to talking to you guys again here on...
Hey, no problem, man. This is WSGP 419, and I will continue monitoring. It was great talking to you as well.
is WGSV 628. I am.
This is WSF 330.
Glad to hear you guys are getting into it. It's definitely an interesting hobby. Gotta love it. A lot of information out there. You definitely have a fine day. This is WSF 330.
Station 218, Station 218, WIUG 48, copy.
WBRZX, go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, how you doing today? I don't know, your audio is not that good. High and low. I don't know why is that.
There, how's that? Back on the harvest, over.
That's good anyhow. That was very good. So what's happening today? I shouted for you this morning. Couldn't get you on the radio by 7 o'clock. Roger.
I slept in again. I just slept in. I'm hard to get to sleep, so when I finally do, I just sleep it off. Get up when the sun does, over.
Roger. How's the weather by you? And here it's about 37 degree weather.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, it's melting the snow, so that's good. Got the street all cleared finally. Back down to pavement. But the wind's died off too, so that's good. That wind was whipping there a little bit, wasn't it, Roger?
Yeah, Roger, I was gonna tell you but I forgot because I'm not at home yet. Because I forgot to tell you. I texted Dan over there in Ohio. He said he's doing good, but he said he'll get back to me on the radio maybe next week.
Yeah, roger that. I have to be listening for him. I heard a couple stations this morning on 600, but they just keyed up. Like one guy called for a check or something, but then I didn't hear nothing else. So that one's working.
Yeah, I was on that 51 this morning on the 600. Couldn't get nothing. So I switched to a DB20G. I couldn't get nothing either. So maybe we carry where you had close by you there, Roger.
Yeah, copy that. I could hit 575 in Troy. I could hit that. But scratchy, real scratchy coming back, over.
Yeah, it could be, I don't know. But it's working anyhow. All right, I will talk to you a little bit later because I'm driving about 70 miles an hour. And I don't. I want to keep my hand on the wheels. I will talk to you a little bit later, and good to hear you back. WIUG 48.
Roger that. All right, we'll talk at you later. WRZX 218. We're standing by and clear.
WSGQ 756, standing by. Over.
Keep them hands on the wheel, Jack. We want you around for a while. WRFX 966.
Hey, how you doing? Brian, you all right? You must have just got off of work, Roger.
Oh, I got off work about an hour ago. I've been dinking around on a computer.
Just trying to do get my echo link set up, but I gotta go bowling tonight, so it's just one of those things. Radio's got low priority today. Roger.
I don't blame you. Sometimes I get on the radio, I don't hear nobody out there, so it's been quiet. So it's okay, no big deal. I call in Ohio anyhow, talk to people in Ohio. Roger.
Yeah, sir, I understand. I haven't tried in Ohio in a while. I'm usually busy in the morning when the line's the best.
The best thing to do early morning before you go to work, maybe about 10 minutes, and take the handheld with you. When you're in the parking lot there, maybe you can get in that 600, really a few people on that 600. Roger.
Oh, I take the handheld to work, and I gotta sit out in the parking lot in order to do anything there, because once I go inside, I have a hard time hitting Mount Clemens repeater.
Well, yeah, Mount Clemens is easy to hit, but it's not the greatest right now. Anyhow, it has a little bit of problem, and it has not been fixed because it's too cold, which is, I don't blame them. Roger.
Yeah, but where I sit in the plant, I can't hit Detroit because there's too much metal and structure behind me. I can get to Mount Clemens, and then if I go to the south side of the plant, I can hit Detroit. But where I sit, where I work, it's Mount Clemens or nothing. I can do Troy. Troy's good, but Troy's not part of this system.
If you get to Troy, let me know. I'll be there on Troy. I always monitor Troy.
So anyways, this weekend I'm heading up to Traverse City. I got an event to do on Sunday, and then I took Monday off, so we'll drive home on Monday. We'll leave Saturday morning and come back Monday morning.
Traverse City? That's about 4.5 hour drive.
Yeah, and my brother lives up there. And one motorcycle group that I belong to is up that way too, so that's the event. We're having our winter gala. Instead of a Christmas party, they do a winter gala. So we're going to go up there, we're going to have a party on Sunday evening, and then we'll come back Monday morning.
That's good anyhow. I don't think the weather is going to be that much different anyhow. It's getting a little bit warm, so go there, have a couple of beer. That's for sure. Roger.
Well, the weather's been tracking the weather reports, and nothing major in the way of precipitation. It warms up there on Saturday and cools off on Sunday, and then Monday afternoon they're supposed to get some snow starting. They're supposed to get 4 to 8 inches, but we'll be gone by the time that starts. Roger.
Yeah, that's good anyhow. That is good to give you enough time to get the heck out of there before it starts snowing down very much. Anyhow. Well, Brian, good talking to you. You take care. So you're not coming this Saturday, correct?
Probably not. I talked to the wife, and she didn't say anything. But maybe we'll get breakfast there and then head out for up to Traverse City. I have to see. It depends on what the boss says.
Well, listen, breakfast over there is good, too. Anyhow, it's very good, the breakfast over there. You get more for your money, I think, over there. Roger?
She's been twice.
The one time she brought me with my broken leg, and then one other time she was up and she came with me and she talked to, I believe it was Dennis's wife. She brought him and she didn't have anything to do, so she stayed. And the two girls went off to a booth so they could free up some chairs because we had a big crowd that day. So she's been around. I just gotta convince her that it's a good thing to get a full belly and then hit the road.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. All right, Brian, I'm on my destination. Good to hear you out there and good talking to you. We'll talk again anyhow. WIUG 48.
All right, Jack, be safe. Stay warm. Enjoy the weather. WRFX 966, clear and standing by.
WFDF 670. Either one of you guys know if I have it down right now? Over.
The only one I know is offline is Sheboygan. Everything else appears to be working according to the monitor on the web.
10-4, okay. I was listening to you guys talking and over to 625 and didn't hear anything, which I thought was funny from where I was at, but must have been just a bad spot. Over.
Yeah, Bay City, Saginaw, Mayville, Flint, Mount Clemens, and Detroit all appear to be online and operational. Sheboygan 675 is not on the list, so it's still down.
All right, thanks for the response. WFDX 870, clear.
WRFX 966, standby.
WSFT308, not sure who's doing that, but if you're going to key in, please speak or just don't do it at all.
WSFT408, just bring it now. WRWB 489, looking for a radio check.
WSFT 308, go ahead, 489, you're sounding all right.
Okay, that was me earlier using my handheld mic trying to call for somebody. I guess it's not going through, there's no audio on the output.
Yeah, there may not have been. I'm hearing you loud and clear now, though, so whatever you did, you fixed it. Over.
Well, I just unplugged the external mic. Let me plug the external mic back in, and we'll try it again and see what happens here.
Roger that. Yeah, if that's you, there's definitely no audio there. May have a bad connection, or just may have a bad mic. Might have a bad input jack on your radio, for all I know. Yeah, it's like, you know, I can hear you keying in, but there's definitely no audio. Over.
Okay, I'm going to try this now. WSBQ 996.
Yep, Reg, you clear there, 996. WSFT 308 for station identification.
Working now. Okay, that's good. Yeah, I don't think it was plugged in all the way. That's why I was doing that. And I blew out the port where the jack goes into. So evidently it's where it must have been lint in there or something. I don't know.
You say you burnt it right out? Over.
I blew it out. Use an air chuck.
Oh, okay, I'm with you now. Yeah, if you're using it at this point, I can definitely hear you. I've had that same issue with, you know, microphone cables and speaker cables and all that kind of thing. And it's amazing sometimes you just don't get it all the way in, you know, to where it goes click, and that's all it is. But sounding good now. Over.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, I don't use it that much, you know, this mic, but now that I bought a one of those cell phone cradles, I got my radio resting in that, and I got, you know, a mag mount on the roof, and I got reducers screwing into the HT, and just basically made into a mobile setup.
Okay, so you're on the road right now. You're sounding good for being mobile. I definitely say that. I need to get me a rig going eventually. My handheld does pretty well, though, in the vehicle, but I am in the Flint area, and that Flint repeater is really strong. It's really something else. But, yeah, so whereabouts you located? Over.
Well, my home QTH is quite positive. And right now I'm just under the, basically like right on top of the Mount Clemens repeater downtown.
Yeah, I don't know. It might be on my end. There's definitely a little bit of a hiss, but otherwise, definitely not having any problems with the radio check at this point.
Oh, copy that. Yeah, you sound almost full quieting, so.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm just sitting in my living room. Just got home from work. I'm sitting right next to the window, and I always get a pretty decent reception here. So, well, it was nice talking with you. Hopefully this weather doesn't get too horrible. They're talking about rain and all that
crap, but stay dry and stay healthy. WSFT 308, I'll be clear on your final.
All right, sir. You have yourself a good day. This is WRWB 489, and we'll be standing by. Whoever that was there, no audio.
Yeah, I heard you key in, but it was only static. WIDG 959 testing.
Go ahead. Go ahead there. You got WRWB 489.
Whoever keeps keying off, you have no audio. The computer repeater is frowned upon.
Nobody on there.
Seriously, I gotta shut my radio off because you won't stop keying in. Stop.
WSGN 639 and in monitoring. WSFC 853 monitoring.
WRUV B621.
WSFZ 853. WSFZ 853.
I got none of that, WRN 309.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring. is WSGP 419 monitoring.
WSGN 708. I read you 419. How you doing this evening?
Doing fantastic. How are you doing, brother?
Good. I just I bought some real cheap Baofeng, like the cheapest. There's not even a display.
Sorry, brother. I heard I bought some real cheap Baofeng, and then it after that it was all static.
But cheap, waterproof, just for the kids to run around with. So they're super cheap.
That's good thinking. And at the prices they run, especially for ones without the fancy screens and everything, it's definitely worth it for some bang around units for the kids to use.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. If, I think it comes out to maybe $13 a piece, and you can still put better antennas on them. You can still do some channels, and talking, and it's still on GMRS.
Hi, Cliff.
Hey, is this Lila?
Yes.
Sweetheart, are you keeping your dad in line over there?
She said she doesn't know what that means.
That means you gotta make sure that he's not doing anything wrong, or, you know, that he's, keep him in line.
Well, when I got home, I did, right when I stepped in the door, I tripped, and I fell and landed on my phone, and next thing I knew, there was a 50-watt VTEC on its way to my door from Amazon.
I knew it. You got bit by the bug, man. I knew you were going to beat me to it.
Well, when I started talking to Brandy about it, she said it was okay, so I ordered it within 2 seconds before she could change her mind.
Spoken like a married man who knows what he's doing.
Sorry, you agreed for 2 seconds. I went ahead and did it.
That's awesome, buddy. When you get them, bring them in and bring it in, and I want to take a look at it, okay?
According to shipping, it'll be here sometime after 7 a.m.
Well, that's cool. You might have to flex a little bit tomorrow and wait for the Amazon guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure the boss will be okay with that.
I'll put in a good word for you.
Hi.
Hey, you guys. All right, we got to get going now, but it was good talking with you, and I'll see you in the morning, bud. This is WSGN 708. I'm signing out now. Have a good night.
You too, brother. That last hi was...
Hi,
that last hi was from Vera. She wanted to say hi. This is WSGP 419 signing out. See you tomorrow.
6, minor red.
This is WSGP 419 monitoring. WSGP 6 monitoring. WSTF 386 for Anamite Test.
I hear you.
This is WSBM Series 6, Canada, mic check.
WSBQ 996, monitoring the frequency.
This is WSGA 560, doing a range test, mobile 2, WSGA 560, mobile 2.
I got you over here if you can hear me.
Yeah, I'm picking you up loud and clear now, so that's working out real well. Hang on 1 second and I will remind you of your new call.
That's pretty good range. I am down near like Melvindale right now. Out by the Bell Tire building.
I'm going to try, I'm using a different repeater for this broadcast. They are linked, so that's potentially why you're doing so well. Let me know if you can hear me right now, and then I'll continue from there. Over.
Yeah, I got you loud and clear.
Okay, so that's good. I'm glad that that's working. Your call sign is WSGW337. And once again, for those listening, I'm WSGA560. And so you're far away and you're coming in real clear. I definitely am a big fan of these UNRF linked repeaters. So that really comes in handy. Right?
Yeah, me too. Since I put that little longer rubber ducky on here, I mean, it's got to be doing something. I think I'd be doing a lot better with one of those fan antennas.
Yeah, I think you will. You're actually coming in real good. I can hear you just fine. You know, it sounds pretty much like you're in the room here with me. So that's pretty awesome. And if you were coming in a little rough, I might try to have you switch to channel 20. Since they're linked, you can kind of grab one or the other. And, one will probably do better than the other. But you're coming in great. Over.
Yeah, Yeah, that's awesome. I had tried to register on that MyGMRS app, but because my call sign was so new, it hadn't entered the app yet, so I wasn't able to create an account just yet on that. But, yeah, I'm liking the GMRS. Pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of hate to say it, but I want to say, like, GMRS is doing a little better for linked repeaters than some of the ham stuff around here. Granted, we're only kind of dabbling with the FM, you know, analog side of the ham radio band. But we pretty much exhausted every repeater in the area, and we were struggling to make any kind of connection. And then we switched over to GMRS, and man, no problem.
Yeah, right now I'm just coming into Detroit from, what would it be? I got like Mountaindale area here. On I-94, through driving in my van, which I would think, you know, without the external antenna on the van shell would potentially be shielding the call slightly. Over.
Yeah, and normally, I mean, you're coming in really good for being in a moving vehicle at likely, knowing you, probably 95 miles an hour. Usually you get a little bit of what they call picket fencing, which just kind of sounds like an intermittent interruption in the signal. So I don't hear any picket fencing. You're coming in loud and clear. I can record your playback on my radio and text it to you so you can hear what you sound like. But yeah, you're coming in. I can hear everything you're saying, and there's very little static, maybe a little road noise in the background, but that's about it.
That's great. I'm happy with this little Bofang. I'd be willing to bet too. You're coming in loud and clear. I can perfectly hear what you're saying, but there is a little bit of static, like you were saying, low. Nothing I would complain about. Over. And by the way, I'm not doing that. I'm only doing 80. All right. I'll be a little slack. Over.
I think we stepped on each other a little bit there, but so I didn't hear what you just said, but am I coming in any clearer on this frequency, over?
Oh, I just said I said cut me a little slack. I was doing 80, not 90, but yeah, you were coming in, you are coming in a little clearer now, yeah.
Alright, so yeah, I switched over to the channel 20 repeater, and definitely good to know, you know, that I was coming in a little rough and that this might be a better repeater for the local area. I don't use GMRS a whole lot, but yeah, it was 80, eh?
Yeah, that was weird. So while you were talking, I switched over to 20, and I'm getting a clear signal on 18. Say 20. Over.
So you might be a little bit closer to a Detroit repeater or something. I'm not 100% sure, so that's probably why you're getting a better signal from 18. It's all regional, you know, it depends on where you're at. So for me, it's probably better if I talk on channel 20, but it's probably better for you to listen and talk on channel 18. So I don't know if that makes sense. It sounds like Rob just got home and got his radio going. He had an issue with his antenna not threading in all the way and making a good enough contact. I think for some reason he says he wants to try the Mount Clemens repeater.
I kind of lost you at the end there. You said Rob wants to try the Mount Clemens repeater. Over.
Yeah, I was just saying he's going to try the Mount Clemens repeater. Low power mode, so I might not be at full high power. So let me know if you're seeing that still. Over. Okay, so I just switched batteries, and I should probably renew my call sign. This is WSGA560 again. Hopefully I'm coming in a little better now. Over.
I only caught the tail end of that. Can you repeat that? Over.
So I'm back to a full battery. Are you picking me up good, or am I coming in a little rough? Over.
Yeah, I hit you on that one. It's kind of cutting in and out, though. Maybe I'm getting further away from the repeater that I was using earlier. I'm getting a little further into the city here. Probably about right in the middle of the city. Over.
Gotcha. Just a reminder, you are WSGW887, and I'm WSGA560. You might run into a little bit of interception, or interference, rather, in the city, especially with the high concrete walls. It kind of shields the signal. I'm not sure if that's where you're at or what you're seeing, but you might try channel 20, but you're probably best bet still to stay on 18. Over.
Yeah, you know, that would make perfect sense. Now I am, you know, the highway's dug out. I'm down low. Before I was up high with a pretty clear line of sight all around. But yeah, now I'm 20 foot down, driving through the city. Over.
Can anybody hear me? Yeah, I think Rob should be dropping in here pretty soon. I'm not 100% sure, but sounds like he's got his antenna up and running, and he's been kind of in the dark, doesn't really know what's going on. I think he might still be looking for you in Mount Clemens, not realizing that you were in Ypsilanti, so that's why you weren't hearing us. Over.
Got it. I'm getting a little closer now. Actually, not too far from home. You want to switch over to Mount Clemens and see if we can pick him up? Over.
Can you guys hear me? What's going on, sir?
Alright, I can hear you loud and clear.
Go ahead. I'm not sure why you're not saying anything, but you got someone else you're trying to coordinate with, and I don't mean to cut you short, but hopefully we can reconnect some other time. Over.
I'm here, I'm listening, I'm talking back, I don't think anyone can hear me.
Okay, I can hear it. I heard that, Ralph. I see that you are still here. I haven't switched yet, so that's good. Cool, you made it.
Yeah, I had to bust out the trusty old fail thing to get to channel 20.
Gotcha. Well, I think we're going to switch over to the Mount Clemens repeater. We're going to give it a shot. I don't know if Clifton is already over there, but it sounds like other people are trying to use this frequency anyway, so we'll switch over to the Mount Clemens, plus that'll allow you to use your other radio, and we'll go from there. Over.
Roger that.
WSBM 993 monitoring.
WSGQ 756 monitoring.